You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, guys. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I have fans in all different places of the world. So it could be, that felt like a flex and I didn't mean it like that. I meant it as like a time zone thing. Anyways, welcome back to Awkward Sex in the City. I hope you guys had a good week. I hope you guys masturbated if that's what you wanted to do. I hope you rested if you had time and that's what you wanted to do. I hope you listened to last week's episode if that's what you wanted to do, and shared and rated and liked and subscribed, all that good shit, right? This week we have a guest, one of my favorite people in the world, actually. I met them in comedy. We performed on a show together. That's how I met her, and she fucking killed. And I talk about it a little bit in the episode of like when I met her and like the performance and. Just a really cool, funny gal. You can follow her. Her name is Perry Gross. You can follow her on all the social medias at Perry Gross, PerriGross. And I'm not going to, I had a really fun time recording this episode. We talked for a long time. Some of it probably got edited out just for time wise, but like, she's just someone that's very easy to talk to, ready for whatever journey she's about to go on. And she blessed us. This is what I'll say. She blessed us with her COVID dating journey. And it's a blast to listen to. I don't know if it was fun to live, but it's hilarious. And I think you guys are going to laugh a lot and have a really good start to your hump day. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, share, all those things. You should start following Awkward Sex and City on Instagram, just at Awkward Sex and City. I'm starting to do a lot more giveaways, a lot more discounts, specifically for sex toys. And the one coming up next, I haven't announced it yet, is Clone a Willy. I am so excited for this one. I was also gifted a free one, and I am so excited. And it's exactly what it sounds like. You do like a plaster molding of your dick or someone's dick. They also have Clone a Pussy. And I'm going to be giving away one. I'm going to be giving away one. Like, I'm so excited. And I just wrapped up a sex toy giveaway for Charmed at Sweet Vibes. And just, again, great toy. Want you all to get all the free toys. And I'm doing more giveaways down the road, doing more partnerships. So, yeah, follow it. Because you have to be like, the rules are like, you have to follow like both accounts and stuff like that. So it's not enough to listen to the pod, though. I mean, thank you so, so much for listening to the pod. Get on there. Get on Instagram. Like and follow those accounts so you can get a free Clone a Willy. It's so fun. I'm so excited. Dream collaboration. Thank you at Clone a Willy. And okay, let's go to the app. Let's go to that episode.
Thank you. yeah, let's just get right into it. Let's get into the list of Hinge dating that you've done in COVID.
Yeah.
And what that's like.
Well, it's been all the apps. And then as quarantine went on, I started just downloading other ones, just getting more and more frustrated with the band of brothers that I was attracting.
Was there like a same type of guy? Like, would it hit like check off like these certain boxes that you were always like talking to?
Kind of. Anytime there was a guy that said works at stand-up comedy, it was an immediate no.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a lot of sort of just Brooklyn guys with cats for a while, and I was like, we're not doing this. I don't know. Actually, there was like a lot of different kind of guys, but there would be like different waves of them, I feel like. So I went into quarantine sort of talking to someone actually that came to your show, the Valentine's Day show.
Yeah.
And he was nice, but I don't know. I went through a string of guys after I had a big breakup in September, and I was just my first time on online dating, and I honestly didn't know what to do, where I just was kind of going on multiple dates with people that were nice, but I didn't really like them, but I felt bad. Not, I don't know. It was really weird. They were fine, but I just didn't like them.
Yeah. You just weren't meshing.
No. But it was fun though, like going out and getting sort of like nice attention. And they were all like really good, like very nice, attractive guys. But I just didn't like them.
I love this.
But yeah, it was just, right when quarantine hit, it was just, I was on this rampage of going on these like multiple dates with multiple guys and just not really liking them, but just sort of doing it. Cause I thought this was sort of what
like
I
what
had
you were
to,
supposed
do.
To do.
Yeah. Cause I had never met someone online. It was always in person and it was always other comedians as you know me as. And I finally was just like, no more comedians. My friends made like a chant in the fall where like they were like, no more comedians, no more, like they would chant around me in like a circle.
God.
They were right.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, like in quarantine, that guy that I was sort of seeing, he was like the top guy out of like the others that I was like interchangeably seeing and also like still on the apps. We like tried to keep it up during quarantine, but it just wasn't working at all. We didn't have like enough of a base to really talk about anything. And I think just the beginning of COVID was just too sad.
Do you remember March or April at all? Like, I can't remember it well. Like, I think I literally like blacked it out. Cause it was really, really sad.
It was really sad. Well, I remember my 30th birthday on March 29th that day.
This hurts my soul so much. Oh my God.
It's like, I was supposed to have like a roast of myself the night before. And I remember just laying in my bed when that party was supposed to happen. And just, I was just like crying and like watching Sex and the City like alone. It was so, I was rewatching that show. I actually don't really remember. You're right. It just kind of, I think I kind of blacked out, but I do remember just the feeling of that fear of washing down all my groceries, of just those like quick walks of kind of holding my breath when someone would pass me.
Mm-hmm.
And like the beginning, like Zoom happy hours I'd have with friends that sort of went away by like end of April because everyone was just getting upset. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that birthday was hard. That was the scariest time.
Yeah, that really, like, that was, we hadn't even hit the peak in New York City yet with, like, cases and deaths yet. Like, we wouldn't hit that for, like, another week. I also rewatched Sex and the City. I rewatched it in, like, May or June, and I cried through every episode because it made me miss New York City so much. I was like, this was a terrible decision to do to myself.
Yeah, I kind of, it made me more sad.
It made me more sad, too.
Yeah. That's how I feel about that new Fran Lebowitz show, Pretend It's a City.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen it yet. And I was actually just talking about this with someone else today too.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's not as fun as Sex and the City. It's like this mean lady just complaining the whole time. But yeah, it just, I guess, but now when I'm watching TV, I don't know if you feel this way, but it seems a little worse because you're just, now you're getting creeped out when you see people in big spaces.
And like and without like, masks on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually had, was talking to a recruiter, in my job search, and he's in Seoul. And I was like, what's it like over there? And he was like, it would be weird if you didn't have a mask on. It's in our advertisements. It's in our shows. Like it's part of life now. And yeah. I was just like, that's so smart because yeah, you watch a show and you're like, they're not, why are they hugging? They don't have a mask on.
No, it's
you're just, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, those first like 3 months, cause I was living in a studio by myself or just, and also sort of recently single. So it was just the combination of it. And I was also trying to distract myself so much in the fall. Mm-hmm. It was just sort of like a collapse of, all right, now it's time for you to really think about this.
Yeah, everyone. Everyone did a lot of inner work.
Oh my God. I actually do think it was sort of beneficial though for me. I do think ultimately it was needed, especially with comedy stuff and just like dating stuff. I just needed to stop. I wasn't stopping though online. I was definitely, it was sort of just something to do mm-hmm. a little bit, just to talk to like new people kind of. But yeah, so after that guy, and then I went back on the apps and I had like my first like Zoom date with someone probably in May. And he was like a high school teacher, like seemed kind of cool. Like we talked for a bit on Bumble. It was a Bumble guy. I was on like Bumble and Hinge mostly at the start of quarantine. Then I got more desperate as things continued.
Then we got Tinder popping up.
Oh yeah. Well, Tinder came in like a bout of just like sadness and I downloaded it for literally 2 hours. I drank like 3 shots of rum by myself, made pancakes, and I just deleted Tinder. It was a very quick turnaround because it was just disgusting. I couldn't handle it.
Oh my God.
It was too much. Because it's just like swarming Upper East Side guys because I live on the Upper East Side.
That's also a good point is like where you are geographically is like that because I used to live East Harlem, 101st and 1st. And yeah. Like, yeah, the type of people that pop up on Tinder there, you're just like, I hate you all.
Yeah.
I hate you all so much.
It was bad. It was, I don't know. I was matching with a lot of guys in like Harlem, which was a little bit better, like kind of like Upper West Side. But the Upper East Side guys were just, I don't know, just kind of gross. I feel like they all had like huge apartments and several dogs. That was like their whole personality is having like a dog. You know, the kind of guy.
There's the have a dog type of guy. There's the have a cat type of guy.
Yeah.
And there's the I just caught a fish type
yes,
of guy. Yes,
the catching a fish kind of guy. It's more I have a dog kind of guy. And here's a picture of my beautiful mom with a lot of Botox kind of guy. That's what I would see on the Upper East Side.
Okay. I'm picturing like a very like Chuck Bass light.
Yes. It was very sort of like those dress shoes, like loafer dress shoes kind of guys.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. You also wear like Sperry's, like the boat shoes, but he's nowhere near a boat.
Yeah, like kind of like the Jewish guys that my mom would love for me to be with, but I just cannot. Like a lot of Brits.
Okay.
Yeah, but this guy seemed nice and we get on a video call and this was like my first one and we start talking and it's going well. He seems interesting and fine. Then he goes into like a very, very big Bernie, like pro Bernie thing to me about just like how amazing Bernie Sanders is. And he was like, do you like Bernie Sanders? I'm like, yeah, I like him. But you know, I was more of like an Elizabeth Warren kind of person, you know, whatever. And this was like, I think Bernie had already been out of the running. It was just sort of really, really strong political views right away.
For a first date, that's weird.
Yeah. And then he like, his buzzer rings. So he's like, oh, I think my box of condoms is here.
Oh my God. Okay.
And I was like, what? So he like goes and gets them and it's like a book. And he's like, oh, it's just a book. And I was like, why are you ordering condoms on Amazon? He's like, well, like I want to buy a bunch of them because now that I'm single again, like I can't be having like unprotected sex anymore. And then he just went on this like rant about how much he hates condoms, but he has to get them now.
Oh my God.
He's like, yeah, I ordered like 100. I'm like, it's April in New York City during a pandemic. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It was so weird. I think he was lying to try to impress me, but I do not understand. And then he just kept going on and on about how like condoms don't feel good. And I'm like, dude, like we're talking over video chat and I'm never going to meet you.
Yeah, I'm not. You're not putting your condomed dick inside of me,
no.
Let alone an uncondomed dick.
And also just complaining about it already is like, are you serious? Come on.
I'm also so sick of that. Like every dude being like, it just doesn't feel the same. It's like, I can't tell a fucking difference. Like it's, I don't want an STD from you. Like deal with it. I don't want to get pregnant.
No, there shouldn't be a difference. And also like, you're lucky to be having sex with me. Shut up. Stop.
I wonder if he was like making a joke about the box of condoms.
I don't know. But then I like kept calling him out. Cause I'm like pretty vile. Cause I'm just like, this is just like out of control. And he wasn't joking.
Oh my God.
I really don't think he was.
You dodged a bullet.
Yeah. So that was one. And then, I mean, I don't know. So I had like these like waves where I would like talk to maybe like three or four people at once. And then they kind of just trickle away. And then I would sort of get one that I would be like, okay, like let's have like a video chat. Cause I wasn't going to meet anyone in person. There was no way. I just was
totally
freaked out. And like, it's like already scary enough meeting a man you don't know for a date in regular times. I'm not going to do it when it's like a pandemic. So like, this other guy, I actually like had him on my show. And it was like, my friend recommended that he should be on my stand-up show. So I wanted to like call him to like just like talk to him before like booking him just because I like to know who's on it or
yeah,
I just
totally.
Had never heard of him before. So we like talked on the phone and then like a couple weeks later, he like asked me out like on a date. And this was like also like May, New York City. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just like, I kind of just was getting kind of weird feelings from him. And I just kept asking him like, oh, like, are you like seeing anyone else right now? Like maybe we could go for a walk, but like, have you been on other like COVID dates? And my friend told me that he was kind of like a weird guy. So I kind of was like, sort of just like being nice, but also digging around. So I kept asking him, I was like, so have you been on any other like in-person dates? And he was like, no, I haven't. Oh wait, actually like I did go on one. I was like, oh, like, when did you do that? And then it slowly came out that he was actually sleeping with someone currently.
Holy shit. Okay. Wasn't going to tell you.
Wasn't going to tell me. And he was like, yeah, but like, I don't know. You're like also Jewish and very funny. And I'm just kind of trying to figure out if I like this other girl. And I'm like, okay, well.
Oh my God.
No. No.
Yeah.
So he was like lying. I mean, I wasn't going to meet up with him anyway, but I was just trying to be like, if I was going to do it, I was going to make sure that he wasn't seeing anyone else. And he kept lying about it. And then I slowly got it out of him that he actually was.
It's been so long since I've dated that I have forgotten how bad dates are. Like, they're so bad. Like, the bar is set so low for, like, straight men. It's, like...
It's just ridiculous. They're just... I mean, these are hilarious tales.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah, it's great comedy. But, like, in it, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's just... I mean, and this time, it's even scarier because it's really, like, endangering. But with this guy, oddly enough, yesterday in the Met, the gigantic Met, I was in the Italian Baroque, whatever, painting section, and this guy comes up to me, and he was like, Perry? And I was like, sorry, I don't recognize you. Who are you? And he's like, it's Eric. And I was like, who's Eric?
So you won. You definitely won.
Yeah. And then he was like, Eric, we spoke on the phone and then I recognized his accent because he's German. And I was like, oh my God. But it's kind of creepy that he recognized me. I've never met him in person.
That is weird.
So I introduced him to my boyfriend who was next to me. And then this other girl came up next to him and he didn't introduce her as anything.
Oh my God. That was the girl. He's still trying to figure out if he likes her or not. That's why he did.
Yeah, he's just figuring it out.
Oh my God.
It was so crazy.
That's weird. But also, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been shocked at how I can still recognize people even with the masks.
I've seen people on the street with masks that I like recognize, but I've never met him. That's why I didn't recognize him.
You only talked on the phone. I thought it was a Zoom. Oh.
No.
And the show he was supposed to be on got canceled because of COVID. Right?
No, it was a Zoom show. He was on the Zoom show. So I did see him over Zoom, but I never met him in person.
Wow. Oh, you left. You left your mark on him.
I guess. Jeez. It really freaked me out.
Well, I don't know. I don't think you're aware of it, but you're like a very charming and funny and like pretty girl. And sometimes I don't think you're aware of it.
That's nice.
No, but you're like very funny. You're very charming. Like you're very interesting to talk to and you're like very pretty. Like you're a very fun package.
Thank you. Well, that's very nice. Now I'll record that section of this podcast and just play it over and over again. I just think I attract a lot of weird freaks.
I think that's
too nice. I don't know. It might be a mix of being a little too nice though sometimes. Like, I don't
know. I
get that. But that's very nice of you. Thank you. But I don't know.
I don't know. You don't believe that about yourself? Or I don't know.
No,
maybe
no.
I'm too nice.
I don't know. Maybe a mix. No, but that's really sweet of you. Thank you. But I didn't feel that way during all this, I don't know. Cause when it's like you interact with these people, so you just feel like that's sort of, it sounds really sad, but it's just, is this who I'm like, is this what I deserve kind of thing? When it's just weird, creepy people who are like lying and I don't know, like the condom guy and then like the lying that like for him to say like I want to figure out like he's like, oh, this girl's Jewish and you're Jewish, but you're funny. It's like, what are you talking about? Is this like how you like compare women? It's so gross.
Yeah, that's so weird. And then on top of COVID and like you really couldn't not tell people the truth and be upfront about like who's in your pod, what your habits are. That's a huge violation. That's like, to me, it's almost the equivalent of like taking a condom off during sex and not telling someone. Like,
it is. You have to be honest now. There's no, and then speaking of you saying how nice I am and pretty. So that happened. I kind of took a little break. And then I like went on this other video date with this guy that I was talking to and he gets on the video call and he was like, hey, I found out today that I might be actually like moving to Maryland in 2 weeks. I'm like, okay. All right. I guess we could like still talk for a little bit, like maybe whatever. It was just, what else am I doing? And then we start talking and then he goes, so like, do you think I'm attractive?
And I mean,
Natalie, like if someone asks you that, aren't you, and I'm like looking them in the eyes, you're not going to say, so I had to say, you're cute. And then I like asked him the same question back. So I was like, okay, we're being like playful and flirty. I was like, so like, do you think I'm attractive? And he was like, not really.
What? He was fucking negging you.
Yeah, I've never been, I had to look up what negging meant after because I texted my friend. She was like, you were negged. I was like, what is that?
Oh my God. Just real side note for like any men listening, like all women know what negging is now. Like you can stop. Like majority of us know.
Can you explain it to me again? Like, is it just when someone's like purposely mean to you?
Yeah, they're purposely mean to you to make you feel bad about yourself and basically to settle for someone.
Ew.
So that would be like me being like, hey, Perry, like, I know you think you're funny, but like maybe like stop for a second because it's just not working. And then all of a sudden you're thinking about it and you're just like, now I feel insecure. Now I need like, I would like some like, you know, reassurance that that's not true. Do you remember that book? I hope they serve beer in hell. He was big on negging. And he would talk about how like he'd go for like bulimic girls because they don't have like a gag reflex.
Ew.
Yeah. God. It was like, and that was like the height of like, this is how you get women. You just make them feel like shit. And there was some dude that like sold classes on it too. And I can't remember what his name is, but just like, that's the whole thing is it's literally make someone feel like shit. So they settle for you.
That's awful.
Mean, literally just like what you said though, like you're looking at someone like face to face, even if it's on a camera, you're not going to want to hurt someone.
No.
Because if you're a decent fucking human. So anyone that's negging is just like a piece of shit and also has a lot of shit they have to deal with too on their side.
Like he chose to have that video call with me.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so bizarre. Cause I mean, when you're like first dating someone, like in those like very early stages, or like if you want to like kind of like get out of something, you're not gonna really tell the truth sometimes. Cause you don't want to like, yeah, like you're sort of freaking me out or you're just too much or whatever. But with him, it was just like so, it felt so bad. And it was just after these like strings and strings of just like trying. And I remember like, I was like, well, I guess if you don't feel that I'm attractive, then we shouldn't talk anymore. And I just like slammed my computer down.
Yes. Good for you. Yeah. That's fucking amazing. Oh my God.
His like middle name was Blue Sky. So let's just say that like there's something going on. But I should have known. Like, I can't, like, you can't date someone who's like, yeah, my name's like Russell Blue Sky, like, blah, blah, blah. I forgot his last name. But like, Blue Sky, like, what the, like, his parents must be like parading him around the town as he, when he was like a kid. Also, he wasn't cute. He was like the one that was not cute. He like was, I think he did not display that. He like was like very weird, meek looking. Like, he was the one that I should have been like, no, you're gross.
But again, you're just like a decent human being and you're like, I'm not gonna hurt someone because we all care about things like that.
No, even with that condom guy, like I just kind of like, he asked to talk again. I was like, hey, sorry, you know, I actually thought about it. I don't really want to meet up with people right now. And that was it. And like, whatever. He's not a bad guy. He had a weird thing.
It's so interesting because like when I dated, I was like all not like on my best behavior. But I was like, I'm here to like impress, right? Like it's an interview. Your first few like dates are like interviews. You're holding in your farts. You're like, you know, chest up. Like you come prepared to talk about stuff.
Yeah. So,
but I feel like so many people don't do that. And like listen to all these like really bad dates. Like it's like, I don't know.
I mean, like I was saying before, I feel like the quarantine sort of like made me, like I was like talking to people on the apps, but I wouldn't, there was very few times that I would get on a video chat with someone. It was maybe like 4 times that I actually wanted to meet them face to face because I just didn't want to like waste my time. Yeah. So if I'm going to like do this and like meet someone there, just like if you're going to be nonchalant about it and not put your like best face forward or whatever, at least in the beginning, you want to like try a little bit. But also during COVID, I mean, I took like a break from the apps for a bit. And then like in August, I was like, okay, like maybe someone won't call me ugly on screen again.
I hate him so much. I hate him so much. What a piece of shit.
It was so crazy. It was just like, I remember calling my mom, like crying and being like, I don't want to like, what is wrong with me? Like what happened? And I don't know. I just was like, so I just wanted to stop, but I also really wanted like a legitimate good relationship because I had just gotten out of this not great thing that wasn't great for a really long time before we broke up. And I was trying. And then, cause I had that like time to just like sit literally alone for months thinking through it and writing and processing it all, I was ready to meet someone that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
But it just wasn't working because it was just, it's very luck based, I feel like.
I think so too. I think a lot of it's luck. And it just made me think of what it would have been like if you had that date with that guy in a bar and he said that to you. Like you would be able to just like shut your computer.
That's true. It was kind of maybe even better to screen people this way. Cause I did like waste my time with a lot of guys that I would talk to. The amount of talking was a lot less last year in the fall. Like it was sort of like, okay, like enough. We're going to like go get drinks now, which is sort of, I wish that I didn't do that because it was sort of taking away from time that I could have spent with like my friends or doing even going to a comedy show instead and just going home as opposed to like going on a date and going to a comedy show or whatever, or like taking a basic bitch like cycling class like I was doing. But like, I don't know. I just felt like it was good to kind of screen people this way. So when I went on again in like August, I don't know. I was just kind of like something clicked. I was like, okay, like the cases are really low. It's warm out. It'll be easier to meet someone now if I like am ready to meet someone in person. So I went on Bumble and I met like two guys and I went on like two dates in a week and I was just like, okay, like here we go. We're doing it. One of the guys I was talking to for like a while before I met him, and I met him and it was like an okay date. He was sort of like a bro. He actually like had a dog and was talking about his dog the whole time. I was like, yeah. I'm not a big dog person, which is like people like hate that about me, but it's just like, leave me alone. I just don't like them that much.
I mean, why? I'm shocked. They're amazing.
I don't know, Natalie. It's like, and whenever I tell people this, I feel like they think less of me, but I'm trying to live my truth.
One of my best friends from college, like didn't like, she now has a dog with her fiance, but she didn't like dogs. And I was like, really? And she was like, yeah, I know. And no one trusts me because of it. And I was like, yeah, I kind of don't trust you anymore, but I like the honesty of it.
I see it on your face right now. You're just like, sort of like, wow. I Perry was charming and nice before. And now she's a complete monster.
Fish doesn't like dogs. No, I get it.
I just never had one. I never had one growing up.
I think that's a big part of it too. Like I grew up with dogs. Like if you never did.
I don't know what to do with them. And also I am a little scared of them sometimes. Like I don't, because I got like badly bit when I was a kid and that was kind of like end game.
Oh my God,
I
mean, come on. This is like totally okay to not like dogs. Badly bit by a dog.
In the city too, just like walking down the street, like little Perry, like 6 years old, just like it got bit by a Dalmatian, like game over. So everyone needs to stop roasting me and let me live. Let me live.
Oh my God.
I have my plans.
This makes me feel so bad because I used to I used to babysit a 6 year old on the Upper East Side.
Was it me?
It was you. And she was deathly afraid of dogs and the elevator. And and she lived on the 8th floor and I was like, nope, you're getting over this now. And I'd get so mad at her when she got scared of dogs. And I was just like, I'd like complain to my friends being like, she's such a pussy. She's six. This kid was six. Like, and I was just like, ugh.
It's scary. And she's small too.
And she was so small. No, I was just being an asshole. Like, like she was a child and she was like, I'm telling you my fears. And I was like, get over it. It's fine.
I would have been really upset if you were my babysitter. I'd been like, mom, like this girl's like forcing me with animals I'm uncomfortable with. I don't know. I just, both my parents didn't really have pets. So it was just kind of not something I could talk of. Like, I think he just knew that I wasn't into them on the date. Like he could just tell my lie and it was fine.
But the dog could smell it on you.
He could smell it on me. He was like, you know, he was really nice. It was like a fine date, but we just didn't have like any like real chemistry. Mm-hmm. And then like 2 days later, I go on this date with this guy I met on Bumble. We had like the quickest conversation on Bumble. It was like right away he found my stand up. And I don't have my last name. So it was just like, he just Googled like Perry stand up New York. And obviously that's like what comes up. So we like started talking for a bit and then he was like, oh, like I did some Googling and I found you on YouTube. And he's like, you're really funny. And I was like, I feel like that kind of like was like, oh, this guy's like doing his homework here.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like a nice compliment. And of course I just, even as, if I like shit talk comedy, it's like those compliments are like beautiful and golden. Like, of course, yeah. I'm going to fucking fall for that shit. Are you kidding me? So we had like a nice little, like such a short back and forth. And I was sort of surprised with myself that I didn't like vet him more, kind of. Mm-hmm. And right away he was just like, yeah, let's like just meet at the park, like on Saturday. And we met and it was just like, I don't know. We just had like immediately a really nice, good conversation. And he was so cute. And now he's my boyfriend. Yes! Kill me. I'm throwing up on myself.
No, but that's like, everyone feels bad for saying that, but it's like, you went through shit to find like a good guy, you know? Like that's...
Yeah, I did. You're right.
Don't feel bad about that.
But I was also like ready. Like it was just, I was thinking more straight. I didn't like need it as much as I thought I did at the beginning of the pandemic. I wasn't still like upset about this big breakup. It was just like, I don't know. And it was his like attitude around COVID was really nice. Like he was pretty safe. He was like respectful of just kind of like how neurotic I was. And he was also very careful. And we had like two dates and they were both just so fun and good. And we just like kept talking. And I feel like I knew that I really liked him because, so he's from Australia. So he's been like away from home for a really long time.
Yeah.
And he's been in the city for 2 years. And I was like, oh, like, how does it feel? I said, like, how does it feel like living in the city? Like, and he's like, yeah, it's just really hard. And I'm like, yeah. And it was just nice to hear someone sort of admit that something is difficult, even on like a first date. Like he was just being himself. And we just had just, I don't know, it just felt so easy and nice and a great like rapport with each other. And then on the third date, I went downtown to see him and we were just like in Washington Square Park and he was just like, oh, like what are the chances that we'll like give each other COVID? And I was like, I don't know. Like, are you like seeing other people right now? And he was like, no. And he was like, I don't mind like just being exclusive. And I was like, yeah, me neither. And then he kissed me and that was it. And that was just like, it was so nice and easy and I don't know. It was just really good that he just wanted to just do it. And it's been really good ever since. Like, I don't know. And it's been interesting like dating during it too, like finding stuff to do. And but we've like made like holidays and stuff like special just like in my little 500 foot place. But yeah, and he's not a comedian. But yes. He's funnier than like the comedians I dated.
Oh yeah. Oh
like,
yeah.
Yeah. And what's insane is that I was his like first online date.
Holy shit. Like ever.
Like ever.
Whoa.
Is that crazy? I was that like, is wow, crazy. You're so lucky.
You don't know what it's like on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
I think he had like a video with someone else, but like I was like the first person that he met because he like was like me, like he like met people in person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you feel like dating and COVID has sped things up?
Yes and no. It feels like it's sort of a weird like reversal. So it's like we're definitely serious. We're like it's like a serious relationship. Which I don't know if it would have gotten to be that way if we weren't seeing each other like as often and also just, you know, spending just like this really, really nice quality time with each other, sort of in person like that. But then when we like do things that are sort of first date, like we went to a museum for the first time last weekend together and it was so fun because it's sort of this like activity we could do as like a couple that we haven't been able to do for like the 4 months we've been dating. So it's sort of like this weird like back and forth of like, yeah, we're gonna like have like both get really exhausted by COVID and like get stressed out and like talk about our whole lives and like our fears and like all this stuff. But then it's like, oh, like you haven't met any of my friends. Like we've never gone to a movie together or like,
oh my God.
But it's like kind of nice because now when we do these things, they're so fun. Yeah. So it's like this back and forth of like very serious and these like light fun things to do together. I mean, it was so fun like doing, we did like a little bit of outdoor dining, but that was so fun. We're just like getting coffees together is very fun.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridans, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Our origin stories with the people that we're dating right now are very similar. I had like gotten through like a really bad breakup. I did the work. I did the same thing where I was like, I did the work. But I did the same thing where I was like, no more comedians. And then every person that I was fucking was a comedian, but I wasn't dating them. I was just like, I don't want to date right now, but we can totally fuck. But when I met Aaron, I met him in person. I was just ready. I was like, yeah, I'm ready to do what like the other type of work it takes to be in a relationship, which is like very different than like from the solo stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just felt very easy, like very quickly. And it kind of, knock on wood, it just has been the whole time. Like my mom, when I got out of like the really bad relationship, my mom was like, a good one's going to be boring. And I was like, that's so sad. And then I was like, oh, I see what she means now. There's no fucking drama. Like there's no drama at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like weird because we had so cute our first COVID scare. Aww. and like that was really stressful. And it's just like his roommate might've been exposed, but it's all okay. But that was just still like this like external like shit thing that we had to kind of like deal with. And I guess it like heightens like these external things that could stress both of us out quicker mm-hmm. than it would in like a regular relationship. Cause it's like, oh, we're like dealing with like these like life or death, scary, let's protect each other things like very early when like me and my ex-boyfriend never dealt with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
At all. Cause it's just like, there was not a like global pandemic happening. So I don't know. Yeah.
That's a really good point. And it's also, I don't know about you, but I'm also starting to hit the point where like, I forgot what it was like before. It's like, oh yeah. Now I just always like, I still wash my groceries. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to do this until this is done. Like,
yeah. My face feels like naked. If I'm like out with a mask for a second, like I went for a bike ride earlier and I just like switched my mask to like, cause it was just like sweaty and I got a new one. And like when it was like out in the open, I just felt like a heathen, like in the night, like, like I don't know. I did go into a store one time without a mask by accident. Like I went mm-hmm. into like a bagel store and my friend said I like basically committed like a murder suicide and no one said anything in the store. They should have told me.
Oh my God.
I felt so bad for the workers because just like that must happen all the time where this like little white bitch just comes in and like orders her bagels with no mask. But I like was walking back and I was like, oh my God, it was early and I wasn't thinking and I just did it. It was so weird. And I've kind of like almost done that a few times.
Yeah. Like once a month I'll leave the house without my mask and I'll like walk down half a block and be like, oh my God. Oh my God. And like freak out and run back. And it's weird because you think you'd be like so used to like that feeling of your breath, like hitting your breath, like hitting your face over and over again. But it's just, I don't know. It still happens. Like,
yeah. Yesterday, when I ran into that Met, that guy, that German guy with my boyfriend, we had to like, we went to the museum together, but we were distancing because like he had that kind of like potential exposure thing. Mm-hmm. It was sort of like our first or second date where we weren't like getting too close. And it's like, I know him as like as what he looks like with a mask on than without a mask on. So every time he took off his mask, I was like, ooh. It was just so weird. It was just like so odd, like not being able to like, I don't know. It was sad. I was like, oh, this sucks. Like this is like, but it's over now. It's all fine. But yeah, it just, it's very weird. It's just going to be so nice when we can actually do more things. But at the same time, like, thank God we have each other. It's just very nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's also it too. Like I didn't want to, like with all these dating things, I just didn't, this is such like a, I don't want to spend my time with someone I like don't really care about. A lot of my friends were just kind of like coupling up with people, I think. And I just didn't want to do that. I was being like very, it just happened to be like the first time I was like, oh, like I'm going to meet someone in person, but it just like ended up being the right person. So that was good.
I love that for you guys.
I know. It's so weird. Like, who am I speaking this positively? That's
yeah. Tell the audience what your show is called.
Oh, my show is called Everyone is Sad. It's been running for like 3 years and my comedy is like literally joking about like killing exes and horrible dating.
First time I met you and the first time I saw you perform was the same day. It was a pit show and you had just been fired and broken up with. And she killed, like she killed the show. I can't remember what show it was, but I was like, this girl is hilarious, but also I feel so bad. was it for Google? You went like through like,
it was an Amazon job. It was
Amazon. Okay. Yeah. And they gave you like a letter or something.
Yeah. They like, when they rejected me, they gave me a letter in person that said I wasn't rejected. And also if I wanted to sign up for Amazon Prime, it was insane. It was like a branded rejection letter that they like, the interview for Amazon is a full day long.
Oh my God.
So it was like, I was there for like 8 hours and then they give you like a letter, like in person, like looking you in the eyes again, just like, here you go.
Amazon negged you.
Yeah, I was negged by Amazon. And I still order from them. It's horrible, but I must. I need my nail polish quick.
There, you know, I try to stay away from it as much as I can, but there's just some things you can't find anywhere else. And you're just like, oh, God damn it.
I know. And then I feel like they're just winning the game because everything else gets lost all the time. They just like, they track everything. Yeah, they track everything. They're probably like listening right now. So my packages are going to be delayed now. They're like, oh, Perry, we know about her. We rejected her. But yeah. Yeah, that show. I do remember that show. I think it was it She Makes Me Laugh? Was it that one?
Oh,
that was, I think it was. That was another really good show.
Yes, I think it was She Makes Me Laugh. I think they're going to come back with outdoor shows. Cause I know like the main girl, Laura, who's been on the podcast, listeners, you know her.
Yeah. She's great.
Yeah. She's really, really cool.
Yeah.
They were doing it at a venue and then Cuomo did his shit where it was like, no one can do ticketed shows at a venue or at like a bar or anything right now, even if it's outdoors.
Okay.
Yeah, there was like this moment where people started doing everything outdoors in venues and then there was concern of like overcrowding and so then everyone just started going to the park.
Yeah, I did their show last year too when it was still at the Pit. So I know that they like recently changed it to like a new place.
I think it was Caveat. I think they switched to Caveat.
Oh yeah, Caveat. Yeah. Yeah. No, that was a really good show. But yeah. Yeah, that sounds like my stand up.
But it was like you killed. It was so good. It was so funny.
Well, thank you. I mean, your stories that you've told, like on my show, you told the like, it was definitely like, I mean, it was like a diarrhea tale, of course. Oh,
I told the story of, I had to clean the bathrooms at Trader Joe's and a lady diarrheaed all on the walls.
Yes. I remember that. I'll always remember that.
I will never forget her being like, come here. And I was just like, oh no. what is this?
A few of my friends that saw that show then would go to your shows because they liked you so much.
Oh my God.
I think I told you that. They like saw you, they're like, oh my God, like who is that girl? Like, I'm like, oh my God, she has the best show in the city. It's like the only one I asked to be on.
Oh my God.
Your show is the only one I'd be like a little stand-up grinder and be like, hey, like, not only is this show give me a free sex toy every time I go, also, it's so close to my apartment. It's like the only show that was close to my apartment. It was so cool. I felt so like Carrie Bradshaw-esque, like walking home afterwards. Like, I own this city.
Oh my God. I was even wondering the other day, because people that are listening that have never been, it's in the basement of a sex shop, which is very fun, but that basement gets so fucking hot.
I did it upstairs too.
Oh yeah, yeah. You did it when they got a complaint. They have an elevator and the elevator didn't work. And they got a complaint about that they had to make the elevator or lift work. So it was all inclusive to anyone coming. And so they took all shows upstairs for a second.
Okay.
And now it's back downstairs because the lift works.
Okay. Thinking about that show too, like in that like hot basement, everyone was so close. Mm-hmm. It gives me shivers.
And I'm just not sure if people are gonna feel comfortable being in like a basement like that for a long time. Like I don't know if awkward sex will go back to the pleasure chest right away, which is so weird to me because it's been there 5 years at this point. I mean, like that's been like the venue.
Yeah, maybe it'll be back in the other space with like the door open or something.
Yeah, maybe like back upstairs. Maybe.
I know. I'm interested to see like what people are going to be actually comfortable doing, but there have been people going to these park shows. I mean, I don't want to do this, but like, I think a lot of people really want to like watch live entertainment. I mean, I would really love to see like a play or like a concert. Mm-hmm. Comedy, I feel like if I'm not on it, I don't really want to see that.
I went to a comedy show in Prospect Park at like the tail end, like maybe like September. And it was really, really fun. And I felt the same way. I was like, I don't care. I don't really care about seeing like outdoor shows. And I was like, oh shit. Like this was like a good produced outdoor show.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I saw some in Central Park that were like, just seemed not that fun. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like the ones in Prospect Park looked better to me. I guess because there's more just like Brooklyn comics. I think these were put on by like a comedy club or something. I think a stand or something. I don't know. They just looked really weird. I can't explain it. It was just like all guys.
Of course it was all guys. Oh my God. And they probably didn't pay either. They're comedians.
No.
Yeah. No. Because I think I might, like, depending on what it looks like come spring, I actually think I might invest in like the mic and the speaker and all that shit.
Traveling thing. Yeah.
And do it outdoors and see what it's like. But like also, I would pay my comedians. Like, it's just, that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But they're still doing that.
I know. I mean, like, I feel like you were the only show that paid.
Really?
I'm trying to think. I did like a corporate show. Yeah. Yours was really like one of the only ones I ever got paid to do.
Damn. That sucks. That makes me sad. I know most of Littlefield shows.
I didn't pay mine either. I mean, I paid for like their drinks, but I didn't get paid to do everyone sad.
Yeah, because the magnet didn't give you any of the cut, right?
No.
Yeah, it's totally different if you don't get the cut.
Yeah.
I was side-eyed to a few shows that I was like, I know you get a cut of this and you're not paying your comedians. Like, I knew a couple of shows at Caveat that like didn't pay their comedians. And I'm like, you're getting 70% of the door. So that's weird.
Yeah, I didn't get that, which is like fine. I mean, it is just like, I like that community. That was fine to like do that. But like, I would get their like drinks usually sometimes, but yours was really the only one. I was there more for the show itself. And I would just hold a dildo in my hand as the microphone. That was like the fun thing for me.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, I miss it. It'll be back.
It'll be back. I believe that'll be back for sure.
But I don't want to do Zooms anymore. I've had enough. I can't do it anymore.
I don't even like Zoom family things anymore. It's just like, just call me on the phone. I can't do this.
No. My mom and me have been Zooming a little bit. And last time we Zoomed, she got on the Zoom, but she was talking to me on the phone. So she was like thinking that the audio wasn't working through the video. So she's like, hi. I'm like, mom, you don't need to have the phone too. And she's like, why? Can you hear me? I'm like,
yeah.
Yes. So for like 10 minutes, she's just like, I was like, wait, are you on the phone with me right now too? And she's like, yeah, why wouldn't I be? I have like a really funny screenshot of just her on the phone Zooming with me. But yeah, it's just like Zoom fatigue after also like being on Zooms all day from work. I don't want to do a Zoom like chat or show.
Yeah. Or that sounds like a nightmare being on Zooms like all day.
No, I mean, my job is just like talking to podcast hosts all day. So it's just kind of I don't want to be on video more than I have to be. I just want to like read a book or like watch Skins, which was like that's what I was doing in the beginning. That's where I got like most of my, like, I was like masturbating to Skins like insane amounts. It was really weird. It was very bizarre. I was so like worked up, but that was like the only, because it was so outside of like my world. Like these British teens, I was like, oh my God, this is so hot. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
It is. I've only seen a few episodes, but it is like sexual. And I was like, I was not that sexual in high school.
No,
like,
they were so cool. They were like such like active, like crazy teen. There's no like a US show that compares to that. I was like, this is crazy.
They tried to do a US version of Skins and it just came off weird.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was like on MTV, but the British one, the first few seasons is so good.
I am going to have to try to rewatch this again because I need new content and I did not like Bridgerton. It was like, this show sucks.
I thought Bridgerton sucked. I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Although actually a really good show that I started was Last Tango in Halifax. It's on Netflix.
Okay, I'll check it out.
It's like a BBC like British show. It's really good. It's like about just... I think you really like it. It's like a romantic comedy, but about these like two old people that like reconnect after years. And it's basically like about their like love drama that like both their families have. It's really good. I really like it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But Bridgerton is really stupid.
It's so dumb. It's not good at all. It's like, no. I hate it so much. And I judge people that like it. I don't really judge people that like it, but I'm just like, it's not that good, guys.
No, watch like Riverdale if you really need to get something like that.
Yeah. If you want some teen angst Gossip Girl drama, just watch Gossip Girl. That show sucks, but you know what you're getting.
Exactly. I mean, I'm watching Downton Abbey. That's like the real Bridgerton. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's really good. I really like it. It's the first time watching it.
I never hopped on board, but I like respect the people that watched it.
It's good. It's the first time I'm watching it too. I would recommend it. Except for there's an episode about the Spanish flu.
Oh God.
And I was like, oh no. And I could not sleep that night. I was like, this is like, everyone's dying. I was like, oh God.
Oh no.
I was like, this sounds better. Cause it was like less long. At least they're wearing better outfits.
That's true.
But not as much as Sex and the City.
You know, we'll see what it's like with the reboot.
I like fell to the floor. I literally like fell to the floor when I heard the news.
Well, they never liked each other. Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker never liked each other. And I think people don't know that.
No, she didn't like all of them. She didn't like Cynthia Nixon or, what's her name?
Kristen Davis.
Yeah. They were like, the three of them were friends and then she just like wasn't friends with them.
Yeah.
Which is like so like... Samantha. Right. I'm so excited for that though. I'm going to watch every single one like multiple times.
It's going to be so bad. I can't wait. It's going to be so bad.
It's going to be awful. Especially after seeing Darren Star make Emily in Paris and how bad that was and how just... I think he's just not in touch with the world anymore.
No.
I don't think he knows how people talk to each other. That show was so bad.
It was awful. And I ate it all up.
I watched it in a week.
Yep. I watched it in one sitting. And I was like, yep, this is getting in season two. And I'm watching all of this. I'm going to hate watch it all.
But like, Sex and the City is a good show. Like, it's a really good show. I think it's just the movies we're getting... at like the second movie, it was just again not understanding what people are like. And then same with Emily in Paris, is just I still will watch the second season, of course, but it's just still just not realistic. Like, I'm not gonna cry from Emily in Paris. I'm gonna cry from like Aiden turning around, there a baby on him and she sees him. Like, that's like what I'll cry over. But I don't know. Yeah, I'm still gonna watch it though. But I'm scared. I'm scared, Natalie.
I think we all go in knowing what to expect. I'm expecting like Sex in the City too. Like I'm expecting to be that bad. Like,
yeah, that was really, really bad.
I mean, cause it was like racist was and racist like sexist and it was just like, oh my God.
And Aiden was in it for no reason.
For no reason. If they do a reboot, I think her and Big have to get divorced because there's no point. There's no, like no one has any drama going on.
I know. I don't know what they're going to do.
That's why the second one didn't work, because it was like there wasn't really any drama except all of a sudden Aiden's back.
I don't know. I feel like they're going to give someone cancer.
Well, Kim's going to be dead from the cancer, right? Like they're just going to be like, she died.
I don't know. Maybe they'll say that she moved to LA.
Maybe.
Like she moved to LA to do her PR stuff. That's my prediction.
Maybe. I say dead. I say they're going to be like, she died.
I don't know if they would be that harsh, though. I feel like they wouldn't be, I don't know. They're going to make so much money. It honestly doesn't matter what they do. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't. But we'll just have to wait and see. It comes out probably next year.
Oh yeah. They're probably filming it like right now. We actually went to the park today and they were filming something on one of the streets. And it was just like, that's so weird that there's like people in that, oh my God, what do they call it?
Like those trailers and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, trailer. I couldn't think of the word for trailer. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Well, Secession has started recording in New York.
Oh shit.
I mean, I'm excited for that. That's like, oh my God, that show's. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, I love that show. Yeah, that's that like show the, up.
That's like the best thing I've seen new in like the past like 5 years, I feel like.
I've been telling people to watch Ted Lasso.
Ooh, okay.
I haven't heard that. Apple Plus, but okay. You can get a free week. We got a free year because Aaron like got a new computer this year. It is the most feel good show I've seen in like years that you are rooting for everyone.
Ooh, that's nice.
And it's like really hot men in it. And just, yeah, you'll like, I watched it twice. It's only one season. I've already watched it twice. There is going to be a second season, but I don't know when they're going to film it, but it's great. I highly recommend it.
Okay. I'll check that out. I mean, I want to root for everyone. That's the idea.
Yeah. It's like been so long where there's just like, oh no, this is just like feel good and great. Like I smoked a joint and just like hugged myself the whole time. I was like, this feels amazing. Well, this has been a really good episode. How do you feel about it?
I think it was good.
I think it was really great.
Yeah. No, this was really fun. Thanks for having me on.
Yay. And I would love to have you back whenever.
Yeah. I mean, whenever you want. Like doing stuff like this makes me miss comedy stuff too. Cause this is like a fun, like banter back and forth. And thank you for saying those nice things about me. I was like, oh.
Yeah. And also very true. Like, I hope you know that. Yeah. And I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again. This was great.
Of course.
Yay. All right.
Bye.
Isn't Perry fucking great? Isn't she hilarious? Again, she does have an amazing show. Everyone is sad. I've been honored to perform on it. It's one of my favorite shows to perform on. Yeah, I was going to say whenever, you know, shows are back. Whenever shows are back. I got sad for a second. I really miss my live show. I really miss producing. That's what I miss from the before times. What do you really miss from the before times? I really, really miss producing. I really miss producing. I really miss my show. That got really sad. I'm so sorry, guys. Take it back. Just don't worry about it. Like, subscribe, share, review. Go follow Perry at Perry Gross. Go follow Awkward Sex in the City for those giveaways. I want you to get free sex stuff because free sex stuff is the best sex stuff, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. Yeah, guys, I will see you next week. Wear two masks now. They're saying wear two masks. I was always a double masker because, you know, thank you, OCD. And for a long time, I was like, am I like double condoming myself? Like, am I like taking away the integrity of the surgical mask by doing this? Turns out, no. And now I've been like, Aaron, can you please wear two masks when you go inside somewhere? And he's very nicely been like, yes, Natalie. All I can say is the new variant is definitely New York City. I just want everyone to be safe and want us to get over this hump, whatever this unfun hump is, go masturbate. I loved how I went high and low in that outro. Hopefully it sticks. I don't know. You're great. Okay. Bye. Love you guys. Masturbate.